Today's daf is Nida daf Mem Gimel. We are holding Mem Beis Amad Beis, roughly 15 to 18 lines up at the bottom of the page. Ibayalu, it's about 65% of the way down the page, 60% of the way down. Ibayalu, Makam Nivas Eftar, the place of a Nivas Eftar. So we already, I believe we already said the first shal yesterday, which is Aisa Makash Abisha, right? We spoke about the private area of Nisha. Is it considered Balua or is it considered Beis Zara? What was the shaila? Balua Beis Zara? So just to chazer over quickly. Balua, if something's Balua, it's exempt from Tumas Maga, Tum of touching, and from Tumas Masa. There's no Tumas Masa either. Something which is not Balua, something which is Beis Zarim, it's hidden, but it's not Balua, fundamental difference, something which is hidden but not Balua, that has Tumas Masa, it just doesn't have Tumas Maga. Again, something which is Balua is exempt, has no din of Tumas Maga, nor does it have a din of Tumas Masa, none of the above. Something which is Beis Sarim has a din of Tumas Masa, it's just exempt for Tumas Maga. The difference between Beis Sarim and Balua is really a level of how closed off it is. We'll see. Beis Sarim is something which is sometimes open, sometimes closed, that's Beis Sarim. Balua is fully engulfed, but it's Taka Machlekes, Abaye and Rava, we already had yesterday, the Eisa Makam Shabisha, is that called Balua, or is that called Beis Zarim? That was one Machlekes yesterday. Now we have a new Shaila. Ibayalu. Makam Nivas Eftar, the place where a Nivelas Eftar, actually we started this yesterday already, which let's go over it anyway. The place of Nivelas Eftar, Allah is if Eif becomes a Nivela, a kosher Eif becomes a Nivela, when it's in the person's throat, it gives off Tamid Maga, it's not Tamid. Masa normally is not Tamid. When it's in his throat, it's Matama Begadim Abay Sabliya. Not only is he Tamid, even the Begadim is wearing a Tamid when it's in his Bay Sabliya. So the question is, that's great, Lagabe Eiftar. What about Lagabe Nivela? Balua Have, Abay Sisarim Have. The place which makes a person Tamid when it's a Nivela's Eif, that we know that's a din, fine. What is that place can have a status of legabe a regular nevela? Nevela, we know, by the way, is matama, not just maga. Nevela also has tumas masa. So it makes a big enough gemina. If you could treat the throat like a beis sarim, just hidden but not fully hidden, then tumas maga won't have, but tumas masa would have. So nevela would be tummy in the throat, regular nevela, nevela of an animal, would be tummy in the throat because it has tumas masa. If, however, you learn you treat the throat like a makam balua, that's already exempt, so to speak. It doesn't have, it's not subject to Tumas Masa either, and therefore Nevela, not Nevela's Eif, obviously, but Nevela of a Behema would not affect the Tumah in the throat. That's the Shaila. Lamay Nafkamino. In fact, what's the difference? I mean, what's the Shaila? The guy's touching the Nevela anyway to put in his throat, he's ready Tameh. Says the Gemara, his friend inserted into his mouth, shoved into his mouth, a piece of Nevela, so he never touched it till it got into his mouth. And now it's in his mouth. We just spoke out the shayla already. If you say it's considered balua, tuma balua lemetame. If it's balua, samatame, sai maga, sai masa. Therefore, this nevela, behema, will not be tummy in the guy's throat. However, eliamet, beis arm, if you say it's considered like beis arm, like a place of, it's just simply concealed, but it's not fully balua, nehinami de maga lemetame. Granted, it doesn't have tumas maga, like we spoke out. Masa, mia metame. But when there's beis arm, there is tumas masa, and nevela has tumas masa, and therefore would give off tumma. That is the shayla. Abai amet, the same Machlekes we had yesterday, Legabe the Isa Makam, the private area of Isha, where Abaye calls that Balua, and Rava calls that here too, Rava calls it Beis Zarim. Abaye Amar Balua Have, Rava Amar Beis Zarim, Rava Beis Zarim. So according to Abaye, there will be no Tumah, even Masa. According to Rava, there will be Tumah's Masa on this Nevela in a person's throat. Amar Abaye. Menominal says about what's my source? The time you learned the Baisa, Yachal, the Nevela's Behemah, the Matama begun to my Baisa Bliya. You think the Nevela of a Behemah would mimic the Nevela of a knife. Every Matama person and his clothing that he's wearing while it's in the throat, Tam Leimar, Nevela Utrefel Yechal, Latamaba. The Pasuk therefore says, Nevela Utrefel Yechal, Latamaba. A Nevela Utrefel he shouldn't eat to become Tame through it. What do we darshan? Misha Ainla Tama Ella Achilasa. Yatzazusha Tamaya Kaidim Shekhalenu. So the din is that only when the Tumah is teaching you, the Gemara Torah is teaching you, only when the sole way to be metamet is through eating, like by an Avelos Oif, that's where it gives off Tumah in the throat. However, to the exclusion of something which could become Tumah prior to eating it, meaning just by touching it alone. Nevela's Oif, you touch it, you don't become Tumah. Nevela Behema, we're touching it alone, makes you Tumah. That's Maga, regular Maga. So that case would be excluded from this Tumah. So that is Abaya's source. Says Gemara, "V'teis b'kavu chayim, remember Nevela's Oif Tar." The Brisa continues, says, why don't you learn out the Tumah of an Avela by a Behema from a Kavachem from a Iftar. Taisa jumps to this and says, what do you mean? You just told me you have a Pasuk where you excluded it. So Taisa addresses the question and says, Lav me you two. Go back to look at Tosfos Divrei Masel Yotzazu Shetama. Love miyutahu dimkei ma'akama teis kavachomer. Obviously, it doesn't mean a proper meat like the way we just touched it, which is a similar touch to the Gemara. Tosfos says if you touch it that way, you got a problem. What's the Gemara's next question? Teis kavachomer. Ella Yotzazu haynu she'ena b'chal pasuk zeh. So Tosfos learns that it wasn't b'chal the pasuk to say that it is tamei, but we weren't excluding it to say that it's for sure not tamei. It wasn't excluded, and therefore you still can ask teis kavachomer. That's Tosfos's last Gemara. So it wasn't the mamisha miyut. It was just saying it can't. It's not included because from the lashon pasuk, it's mashma only something which has no other tumah. Something which has no other tumah is not included in the pasuk, but maybe you can still learn it from kavachomer, which is the Gemara's question. What's the kavachomer? Again, the Gemara wants to know that maybe a nevelas behema should give off tumah in the throat, a kavachomer for nevelas oif. Ma nevelas oif. Tar. The nevela of a kosher bird. Sheila tumuchutz. It doesn't give off tumuchutz, meaning if you touch it, not tumas maga. Yesh tumuchutz inside the throat, this gives off tumah. Zoo, sheish tumuchutz. And then sheish bal tumah bafnim. So the nevela's behema, which gives off tumas maga, amasa, bachutz out of the throat. Certainly she have tumah bafnim as well in the throat. Amar cross. So here we have taka miyat. Now there's a proper miyat. Ba. It says ba as an exclusion. Ba vle bacher. Estafka by the nevelas aiftar. By the bird he gives off tumah in the throat, but nothing else. Imke matam vayichel. If you already have this meat of ba, so what was vayichel coming now? Even if you say vayichel wasn't a proper meat, it was just not inclusive. But still, what is where vayichel teaching you? Lecher it's extra. Shir the neigel and aisa kaichel. Kishmak a chiddush. There's a very important halach lemaisa. What's the shir when a person touches nevela behema that it becomes tumah? How big does the piece of nevela have to be? Shik nevela have to be. Has to be the shear of an achila. What's the shear of an achila? A kazayas. Has to be a shear of a kazayas. Then it's tame tumas maga. Then it's subject to tumas masa. But if it's not a kazayas, it's not subject. How do you know this? From the fact that the Torah employed the word ha'echel. So we use the ha'echel for a totally different din. It says more ma'echel b'kazayas, af noigea v'neisei b'kazayas. Just like ha'echel is a kazayas, so too noiga v'neisei is b'kazayas. Nagi shir nagi shir noisei is b'kazayas. But the Gemara is falling off. We're not saying a kavachemer. By nevela of behema, there is no tumah in the throat. And by nevela of oif, there only is tumah in the throat. They're still going to be opposites. Okay. But the Maisi see from the whole Brisa that, by what arrived for the Brisa, that there is no din of tumas maso, tumas maga, by nevela's behema in the throat. It's right by that. It's like balua and against Rava. Okay, I'm Rava. Sheretz became teitar. If a person has a sheretz, now a sheretz, just to get clear, sheretz is tumah only maga, not masa. Sheretz is tumas maga. Sheretz does not have tumas masa. Sheretz becomes a term. What if a person has a sheretz in a fold in his body? He has a sheretz in a fold of his body. So, for example, an armpit. An armpit is a classic case of base sesarim. It's closed. It's covered up. It's concealed. Meaning, when your arm is next to your body, for sure, it's concealed. If you fully open up your arm and you put your hands above your head, then it's exposed. That's called base sesarim. As long as it's at times concealed, that is shem b'sarim, as opposed to balu, which is fully concealed. We had a shayla how far you take that. That's the machlokes by Rav even. Fine. But the armpit's a good example of b'sarim. If a person is a balbasar, if he has a lot of extra body fat, so the folds in the fat would also be called a b'sarim. Okay. So now, a sheretz is tamei maga, not masa. Here's the shayla. Sheretz b'kayv de tar. Here's the halacha, I should say. A sheretz in the folds is tar. Why? Because basis arm, we started off today already, we said this klal, is exempt from, I keep using the word exempt, I don't know if that's the right word, it's not subject to the din of tumas maga, but basis arm does have a din of tumas masa. Sheretz only has tumas maga, and therefore a sheretz and a basis arm will not have tumah, and therefore it's tar. However, nevela b'kayv de tame. Nevela in armpit would give off tumah. Why? Granted, it doesn't have tumas maga, because again, basis arm doesn't have tumas maga, but nevela also has, besides the tumas maga, it's subject to tumas masa, and the basis arm is not a protection against tumas masa, and therefore the nevela and the kaimta will be tummy. Sheretz b'kayv de tar, the merchant now explains what we just spoke out. Sheretz b'kayv de tar, sheretz in its fold is tar. You know why? Because sheretz b'negiyah de tame, sheretz only has tumas negia, who basis arm lab mar bagu, and basis arm is not a subject to the din of tumas maga. Nevela b'kayv de tame, whereas nevela b'kayv de tame, because need to magalim tame. Nevela, the maga chelik of it, the maga of nevela won't be tame because again it's basis arm. However, the masa chelik would be tame, and nevela is such a masa. Sheretz b'kayim tay, another psak. Let's say he has a sheretz in his fold, in his body, and v'chnisay la'avir ataner, and he puts it over the airspace of a taner. Maybe this is what you're about to discuss. So the halacha is that taner, it represents, the classic taner represents earthenware. Kli cheres binos matame in the airspace. Doesn't have to touch the kli. If it's in the airspace of the kli, in the inside airspace, it makes tumah. So what if the guy has a sheretz in a fold of his body hanging within the airspace of a kli? What's the halacha over there? Tumah. It's going to be tumah. In fact, tomorrow, of course, we'll be the hamina, pshita. Why not? It's sheretz in the airspace makes tumah. Why would the fact that it's in a kaimtai not make tumah? There's not a din of maga over here. It's a din in the airspace. On the contrary, it's the opposite. It's, I mentioned it's the opposite, but it doesn't need a touch. That's the chiddush. The Torah says it's a geshmak chiddush here. I would say teichay mechmana top of an aleph. V'lei teichay. The Torah says teichay, and we know it excludes teichay. What does that mean? Just remind ourselves: if there's tumah in the airspace of a kli, it makes the kli tame. What if there's tumah inside kli A, and then kli A is put into kli B? The airspace of kli B will not give off tumah, because only if it's teichay, not teichay. Right? Only teichai, not teich teichai. It's famous klal. V'lei teich teichai. So I would have thought, since it's a din teichai, teichai, when the sheretz is in the fold in the person's body, it's in beis sarim, maybe that has a status of like teich teichai. It's in his fold, which is now in the kli, it's in the kli, in a fold within the kli. Maybe say teich kamash milan, we don't say that. Now, by the way, just to qualify, when we say teich teichai, Rashi points this out. When we say teich teichai, does not give off tumma to the kli, it's when the inner kli supersedes the height of the outer kli. So the lip of the inner kli is above the lip of the outer kli. So it's, even though it's physically in the airspace, the opening to the inner kli is over and above the height of the opening to the outer kli, and therefore it's not fully engulfed. If, however, the inner kli was lower down, so let's say you have like a flatter pan, a pot, and that's fully placed in a much larger, big soup pot, and you have the tumah in the flatter pot on the inside, but it's fully engulfed, it's lower than the walls of the outer pot, that would not get the exemption of teich teichai. That would be tummy anyway. Our case mimics the other case. Our case, where it's in the fold in the person's body, hanging into the kli, it's within the airspace of the kli, it has a regular din of, and it does not have a din of teich teichai, and it will be tummy. Okay.
It is tummy right now in A, right? Here we're saying it's not tummy right now.
A is not a tummy. A doesn't have tummy's av here. You can pick apples and oranges. The Havgana just was that being in Beis Sarim would have a status of Teichai, and therefore would be considered Teich Teichai. That was the Havgana. Says the Gemara. Amr Shlakish. Kana b'kayim tei shel zav. If you have a rod in the armpit of a zav, you have a rod in the armpit of a zav, the hesed by the tar, and he uses the rod to move the tar. We're going to see, ultimately, the tum of hesed is similar to masa, but not fully. We'll see in a moment. It has some gedarim of maga. That's going to be good for the Maras Chiddush. We'll see. But let's say you have a rod in the armpit of a zav, which remember we said, maga, there isn't, masa, there is. The hesed by satar, and the zav move the tar with it, tar, the tar remains tar. However, kind of become the shazav, if the rod is in the armpit of the, become the shatar. If the rod is in the armpit of the tar, the hesed by zav, and the tar person pushed the zav, tame, then the tar person becomes tame. So when the tame person pushes the tar, does not become tame the tar. When the tar person pushes the tame, the zav, he does become tame. My time is tazimar. What is going on over here? It says anyone who the zav touches and his hands had not been rinsed with water yet, we say the person he touched becomes tame and he has to wash himself in his begadim. Fine, that's the pasuk, and he's tame till ada erev. Fine. Now the pasuk discusses tuma through the touch of a zav, and the pasuk already said this elsewhere. This idea that the zav can give off tumah is already a separate pasuk, because it says hanigeh bebasar zav yichapes begadim brachas mayim v'tamei erev. It's already another pasuk which discusses this exact idea. So what's this pasuk teaching us? Zeo hesed teshazav shlematzinu leitumah b'chol tarkula. This new pasuk must be referring to, this new pasuk is referring to the hesed of a zav, that a zav moving someone or someone moving a zav. This is a new type of act where you didn't find kol tarkula. I mean, we find maga and we find masa. Hesed is just pushing. It's not lifting. It's not touching. It's touching via something else. There's an intermediary in between. So we don't find this. And when the Torah describes this new din of hesed, it used lashon negiah to teach you. We treat hesed and negiah like his hands. Meaning, mahasim abaroi afhacha. Sorry? Hesed is moving.
Moving
something. When you move something, it's hesed. Remember, the hesed unigiyah kiyadav, ma hasam me'abaroi. Just like over there, the hands are outside part of the body, they're exposed. Afacha me'abaroi. So over here, hesed is only going to be done when it's exposed. Which means like this. Now it's very good. When the zav is moving with a rod that's stuck in a part of his body, it's not exposed, it won't give off tumah. Right? But when the zav is being moved, and the zav is being moved in a spot of his body which is exposed, you're poking the zav with a stick and you're moving him with a spot which is exposed, therefore it will give off tumah to the tar. Aval zav, we said the Mishnah, aval zav bakar inim etamim. This is going to be actually, this Gemara coming up, a little chazara of what we touched on. We actually referenced it the other night, and we learned it in depth about 30 blot ago when we spoke about the Dor HaMabul. We said, the Zav Makari and Namatame till Tumah leaves the body. Remember, we differentiate between the Isha and the Zav Makari. The Isha is Tameh, the second the Dam leaves the Rechem and goes into the Beis Achitza in the vaginal canal, the Isha is Tameh. Whereas the Zav and Abakari, the male, Zav, discharge. Well, Bakari discharges only once it leaves the body. Till it leaves the body, it's not Tameh. And if we even said the mission, if a guy is eating Truma and he feels the Zera coming out of him, he should hold the Aver, squeeze it in, finish the Truma, because he's not Tameh till it comes out. It says Gemara, what's the source that's only Tameh when it comes out? Psukim for both. Zav dechsiv kiya zav mibsarai at sheitzit zav mibsarai till it leaves the basar. Balkari dechsiv ish ki seitzit memenu shech vazera till it leaves memenu. So both of these are mashma till it leaves the body. Therefore, that's the source that it's only time once it comes out of the body. Okay. Hayechel b'chum, we just spoke this out. Vergish, if he's eating chum and he feels his body gets like a tremble, that's going to be very relevant to the mark coming up. He feels his body get a tremble and therefore he's about to eject zera, and he's going to be tamei, so he should hold it in order to swallow the chuma while he's still tar. Because a chuma, but when a person's tummy, of course, is a chiyuv misbe shemayim. Okay, oiches, he should grab his organ. V'atanya, Rabbi Elazar Eimer kol oiches b'amo umashtin kilu mei v'avoyim. This is exactly the same Gemara that we quoted way back when, that a person who holds his aver, we have this more at length on Daf Gimel, a person who holds the aver when he goes to the washroom, he may cause warmth and arousal to the aver, which may lead to Haitzara Zara Livatola Chas V'Shalom, and that led to the Mabel. By the way, what's the connection to the Mabel? We spoke at then. The Pasuk says, Ki Hishchis Kol Basar as Darkel Aretz. We Darshki Hishchis Kol Basar. What does it mean, Hishchis? They were Mashchis near Zara, Kishchis Basar Darkel Aretz, and that's actually the Midi Kenega Mida, that the waters were hot and warm, and they were, it wasn't just Mabel waters, it was hot Mabel waters as a sin for Hashchis Zara. Okay, so we have a lucha, you can't touch the Aver, and here the Mishnah is giving an Eitza to go and touch it and hold it in order that the Zara should come out. The Mura gives various Tiritzim. We've seen these all before. We've read some of them again, I think it was just last night or 2 nights ago. Amar Abaye b'malos ava. First answer is, we're talking about a thick cloth. A thick cloth won't cause arousal. A thick cloth, I'm not sure how thick it has to be. Maybe a towel, I don't know how thick it has to be. But a thick cloth will not cause arousal, and therefore that's okay. Rav Amar fitim malos rakov, you keep talking about a soft cloth. Keep the akar. Rav, this is a big yisayt over here. We're talking about, back then we had, by the way, we had other eitzes. This is the ones we spoke about the other night. Agamar's like speak out of here. We had eitzes. We spoke about a case where the guy's already married. Perhaps, so is Paspasali as a wife, if he gets aroused to go to, or, and the first we discussed, what if she's Nida? We spoke about holding different parts of the organ, depends where you hold it, different parts of the organ maybe are less problematic. Okay, but it's not the Mara doesn't give those answers over here. Rava says, you talk about a soft cloth. Kivin da akar, Rava is the biggest side. Over here, the Zera is already about to come out. It's not what he's going to arouse, it's going to come out. It's already out. It's already created. And therefore, enough to worry about it. Vabaya chash to masa sufi. Vabaya says, I'm worried that maybe it'll be meisif, more zera, which is vayter problem. Rav is not worried about extra zera coming out. In fact, tomorrow, is that so? Vatanya, lomazadayma, leneisit esbabai. And what does it compare to a person arousing himself, a person being aroused to create zera, a person who sticks his finger in the eye? She calls much nasa esbabayan. As long as the finger's in the eye, it causes tearing. When a person sticks in the eye, it causes tearing. He keeps the finger in the eye for longer, he pokes his eye again, he's going to tear more. So it creates more tearing. The Gemara is giving it as a mashal to Zera. The more aroused he gets, the more Zera he may produce. So what do you mean there won't be a taste of Zera? What does that mean? Rav has to agree that's a braisa. Rav will tell you, no. That's the key word. You're right. The more it's aroused, the more Zera you can create over a long period of time, perhaps. But in the same moment, I should be more specific. When he already is past the arousal stage, he's at the stage now where the Zera, he felt his body tremble, the Zera is already coming out. Once the Zera is already coming out, that Zera is already nekar, it's coming out, it's done with, right? You can't, one of the things the Mara is actually saying in this stuff coming up later is, there's no reversing that. You can't, I mean, there is such a concept of holding in that somehow it can go somewhere else in the body, but it's created, it's going to come out eventually. You can't really reverse it. It's coming out. It's not even like urine that you can theoretically hold it in for hours. Eventually it comes out too, but you can hold it in for hours. Fine. This is even less reversible. So, that's not being reversed. And here's the key point. Rav says, b'shas, a person is ejecting Zera from his body, it's hard to get aroused to create new Zera at that time. Maybe a few minutes later, but at that moment, hard to be aroused. And therefore, at that particular moment, not a problem for him to hold Aver, right? It's unfortunate what's happening, but it's already happening, and therefore he should hold Aver until he finishes the Shuma, and Rav holds not a problem. Okay, Amar Shmuel. You get to some Yisaitis over here. Of some back to you discussed before the Shir today, old science. Well, here we get to some Yisaitis. Amar Shmuel. We'll get to the sign soon. Now we're just saying halachas. This is a big aside. Any shech v'zera, the whole body doesn't get like this sensation. It's not magish his whole body that he's having this zera come out. It's not matame. That shech v'zera will not give off tumah. My taima, shichva zera machmana, beruila zriya. So here's the scientific part of it. Shichva zera is only zera that's right to create children. And Shmuel's understanding was, that's from the science of the day, that only zera, I'm not saying, by the way, just to be clear, that shouldn't come across as if I'm saying science today is different. I don't even know. I'm just saying, but whatever we're saying is clearly what's the science of the day. That what? That only zera, where the person's whole body trembles when he ejects it from the body, the more it's discussed, is that when he's ejecting from the body, or just when it's nekarmam kaime within his body, when it leaves the source, wherever it comes from in the body. The point is, only that type of zera is rei lazria. Zera that comes out and without that type of trembling is not rei lazria. And therefore, Shmuel says the only zera that makes someone tame is zera that's rei lazria. If it's not rei lazria, it won't make him tame either. Meisve. Right, that would be a very good example. The chayre, they wouldn't be coming. Unbelievable thing. And I wonder. I did not take this further in the Farshim, but I definitely thought about it. I'm sure it's an obvious thought. So would all these isurim or issues apply? Meaning, I'm not talking chalil about a person purposely putting himself into that situation to try to be mitzvah chas v'shalom. I'm talking about, but even if it's by accident, right? So would it apply to someone who, like Yudah says, older age, he doesn't have that power or that sensation anymore? So, or younger age, before the age of being mature, right?
Either or,
right? Exactly, same thing. Both. So l'chayra, they wouldn't be then tum l'chayra. I mean, I'm sorry. Our Gemara is clearly saying, "Of course, with no tuma, right? No tuma." My point is, even the averus by also the din of dar mabel may not also apply. Maybe I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Our Gemara is saying clearly, "Is no din tuma." Meisve. Fact, what do you mean? Hey, mahar b'laylum v'amad matzah b'sari cham. The person was mahar at night, and he woke up and found this basacham. So it's clear in this Gemara, he has no clue whether he's meisi zera. I'm not sure how they slept or what they slept in, but it was not clear. Whatever he was sleeping in may have absorbed it, and he doesn't know if he's Meitzi Zera or not. So he's Mahar Balayla, V'aman Umatza Basari Cham, and he found his Basar, specifically that area, to be warm. Tameh, he's Tameh because we're concerned he may have been Meitzi some Zera while he was sleeping. Now, according to Shmuel, it shouldn't be Tameh. Why? Because the assumption is there's no Hargasha, he wasn't Margish while he was sleeping, says the Gemara. No, the case in that price it could be. Where was Margish? You know what? It wasn't Stam that he woke up and he was. It says I am Mahar Belayli. He's having thoughts at night. What were the thoughts? His thoughts were that he was engaged in Tashmish. So you're telling me he didn't have the Argasha? He did in the dream. What he thought was just a dream about Argasha was a real Argasha. Says the Gemara, Tigmar Avuna, the Mishamish Mitasa Bichalaymei. His Mishamish Mita in his Chalaim, and therefore the Efsha Lishamish Belay Argasha. In if he's having relations in his dream, when a person has relations, they for sure have Argasha. So there's Argasha in the dream. There was real Argasha, and therefore that wouldn't be Shvar Shmuel. Lishnachrin. Here's another Lishna Shmuel. It's a little bit. Sorry.
The Gemara seems to be saying Inochanami.
You need Argasha, but this house has the Argasha.
No. So he seems to be saying that this particular person actually did have the Hargasha.
Correct.
But he seems to be saying there are...
If he didn't, yes, correct. All good. Yeah, the Gemara is saying that you need the Hargasha, like Shmuel says, and this case, there was Hargasha. But you're right, in the case where there would be no explanation, right, there wouldn't be Tumah. Again, same halach, very good. Lishnach Rina, Amar Shmuel, Kol Shech Vazera She'ini Yer Kecheitz Ina Matam. Here's a little bit of a different lashon. The Shech Vazera doesn't come out like an arrow, then it's not matame. If it just drips out, if it doesn't shoot out like an arrow, then it's not matame. But by the way, the same type of idea, because the belief, understanding was, in this lashon also, that only shechazer that comes out like a chetz is what?
Like a vitality.
Is able to procreate, if that's what you're saying. Correct. I'm not sure what you mean vitality. Yeah. Okay, very good. So, Mayaka Ben Hai, Lishna, Lahai Lishna. What is the difference between the two lashonos? Ika Ben Hayo, Nekra Bargasha, V'yatsa Shlei Bargasha. Gemara says, Gishmak Chilik. The chiluk is, if it's Hargasha, Hargasha doesn't have to be b'shas when it leaves the body necessarily. Hargasha could be even when it left its place within the body. Meaning, let's say you got the sensation where it left, embarrassing, I'm not so good with anatomy, but wherever the zera comes from within the male organ, wherever it originates from, when it left that spot and went into the tube to go out of his body, so we get the Hargasha at that point. When it actually left his body, there wasn't Hargasha. That's fine. He still had the Hargasha. He had the Hargasha. That's enough to make him tummy. But if you hold it, it needs to be Zerik Chaitz, it's got to be like an arrow, it's got to come out with force as well. That would be enough for me in a case where it didn't come out with force, but there was a Hargasha earlier. Milsa, now, that is the two different Lashayinus of Shmuel. Milsa of Shitle Shmuel Mabela Brava. So this Shaila that Shmuel is having, according to this Lashon, is a Shaila, was, I'm sorry, this that was Pasha to Shmuel, was a Shaila to Rava. Debay Rava. Nekar Bargasha, Vyatsa Shle Bargasha, Mahu. Now, what do you mean, it's Pasha to Shmuel? Because Man of Shechus Pasha Shmuel. In one lashon of Shmuel, having Hargasha Pashas being Nekra means for sure it's Tameh. In the other Lashon Shmuel, it's for sure not tameh unless you zayrek chetz. It came out like an arrow. So according to Shmuel, it's pasha one way or another. Rava had a shaila in this exact case. It was nekra b'agasha, but it came out without not being like an arrow. That was exactly what Rava held as a shaila. He wasn't sure what's the lach in that case. He had a shaila in that case. Mahu tashmas being a raya to Rav, regarding Rav Shaila, Balkeri Shatavav Lehitil Mayim, Lichshat Mayim Tame, a Balkeri who went to the mikveh without urinating first, Lichshat Mayim Tame. So, no deal, he messed up. Because we assume that after he had, was Maisi Zer from his body, there's still some Shirayim, there's some remnants left over. When does that come out? The first time he urinates, it washes away whatever's left. But till that point, there's still some left. So if he goes to the mikveh before urinating, then when he comes out of the mikveh and urinates next time, you know what he has? New zera coming out of his body, you know what that makes him? That makes him tame. But 1 second, that new zera that came out of the body certainly did not have the hargasha. It didn't have the hargasha, and yet you're saying that makes him tame. Why does it make him tame? It must be because when it originally left the area where it's created from, and it went into the urethra, that's the tube, when it left the area it was created from, it went into the urethra, I'm so slowly it's coming back to me, right? So in that moment, there was Hargasha. So even though it was Hargasha when it's leaving, that Hargasha is enough. Paisha the Shaila, we see a Raya, says the Gemara, no. Shani Hasam, the Ruba of Hargasha Nafik, very interesting concept. Rav of it already came out, Rav the Zera. And Rav that Zera that came out, it came out with Hargasha. And therefore, the rest of it what? Therefore, the rest doesn't have to come with Hargasha to make him tummy? What's the shot in that? So says the Mefarshim, or Chachma says this idea, interesting idea, that if you go back to the concept that the idea is, it's Zera that has to be fertile, or have vitality, as some wanted to explain over here, Zera that has to be fertile or be able to procreate. So once Rav of it came out like that, then the whole grouping of this Zera has that status. It gets that stamp. So even the Netzaitzis, the drop that was left over, that comes out later, already has the vitality. It doesn't have to come out with Hargasha to be Tamei. Once the point, no. We won't go inside that they need to have Hargasha. We're focused on Hargasha, not the arrow. You're right. So we're focused on Hargasha, not the arrow. And you're right. It comes out that even the idea of the arrow is not so much the force of which it comes out with is what creates the ability to procreate. It's the fact that it comes out such force that means it has the kaychas. 1 second. So therefore, if most of it, let's go with even your idea. It's not this Gemara, but this Gemara is going to focus on Hargasha, but let's go with the arrow. If most of it came out like an arrow, the remainder which didn't still is clearly from the same batch. And therefore, we say it has vitality, and therefore it would make tum as well. Lishna chmin armila, obviously different lashon. Amar Shmuel, kashik bazer shena yerek kichetz ena mazras. So Shmuel said a little bit different. He just said a scientific fact. We kind of used it to explain the idea before why it's not tameh, but he didn't talk about tumah. On the contrary, he holds even shik vazer that doesn't come out like an arrow is tameh. You know what he said? He just said a simple scientific fact. Shik vazer doesn't come out like an arrow will not create a child. As rihud le mazra, it won't create a child. Hatumim tameh. It won't create a child, but tumah would convey. Shenemar kiyevcha ish shaliyah tar mikre, a person who was not tar from the laila lasha mikre laila from like an incident happened at night, and he's therefore not going to be tar. He's tameh. And mashma says, I feel a keri b'ilam. Even if it just happened, a keri b'ilam is mashma from this pasuk that even if it didn't come out like a chetz, it can't procreate necessarily. It still is enough. It was happening, and he's still going to be tameh even without the ability to procreate. According to this, there's a whole lashon. There's really essentially a third lashon in Shmuel. So we have three lashon in Shmuel. Lashon number one in Shmuel is it's got to come out with Hargasha. Lashon number two, and we discussed that Hargasha could be Sai when it dislodges within the body, Sai when it leaves the body. Lashon number two is it's got to come out like an arrow in order to be Tamei. If it doesn't come out like an arrow, it's not Tamei. Lashon number three is no. Even if it doesn't come out like an arrow, even if it comes out Mikra Laila, sounds like you don't even need Hargasha going to this third Lashon, as long as the Zera comes out at all, he's going to be Tamei. But it won't be able to procreate unless you have that powerful shooting like an arrow, it won't be able to procreate. But the fact that he's Tamei would be in all scenarios according to the third Lashon. Okay, it seems like, just again, I'm bringing a proof only from the little letters, which is not the best proof, but the little letters to show you where Rambam speaks down in this Gemara, and Rambam actually seems to focus on specifically the first version of Shmuel. That's the first version of Shmuel, and that's the version that Rambam quotes. The other two versions, Rambam at least, doesn't seem to, they don't bring from the Rambam. The other two, with the little letters. Again, I did not look up inside. By Rava. Ayvik Chavim Shehir. An Ayvik Chavim that was Mahar. He had a Machshava, which the point is, he was aroused. So the Zeri now created in his body, and it's leaving the area where it's created into the urethra. It just didn't come out yet. That's the key. Vior Vitaval, and he went to the mikveh to become what? A Jew. Halacha is the zera of a guy, you know what it is? The zera of a guy is garnished. That's what it is. is nothing. He's a goy. He has no din tumah. Right? You got to be kaddish. You got to be holy to have the din tumah. So the zera of the goy does not have a din. Does not have a din of tumah. Okay. So the goy went to the mikveh to go become a yid. Now that he's a yid, what?
Why has any
kaddish? Now that he's, now, 1 second. Now he became a yid. He's Megayer. Now he's a Yid. 1 second. And the Zera comes out now. What do you say? Yeah. Do you say that it was Nekar when he was still a guy? He's a garnished. Or do you say that it came out when he's a Yid? Never he's Tame. Says the Mar, if you have a Tavamahu, what's going to be the Lacha? Tipslav Basakira's Linan. If you go, now the Mar says, if you go based on the Akira, and like if you go with that Mahalach in the prior Gemara, then you go based on when it left the its original its spot within the body, in which case he was already a guy. So maybe before we said Hanim Milchumra, before he gave a status to the Hargasha, Bashas, and moved in his body to Milchumra to make the guy Tameh. Avahach Lakul over here, he's been making a Kula to keep the guy Tar. Well, you know he's a Yid, the Yatar. Do you say Lakula also? Let me say backwards. Avahach Lakula Le Aminan, you don't say Lakula? Aydim Leshna, you say it both Lakumra and Lakula. Take you, we leave it as a Shailer. Bye, Rava. Zava Shenekru Meme Ragla. Good call. Zava Shenekru Meme Ragla. A zava, that's a zava, isha, was a zava, whose urine moved from its source. The yard of a tava, she went at the mikvah. So we know the halach is, the urine of a zava is tame. Now the urine moved from its source, so it went already into the canal to come out from her body before she went to the mikvah. She then went to the mikvah, and then it came in afterwards. Mahu. Does this urine that comes out after she went to the mikvah, does it still go off tumah because it was dislodged while she was still tummy or not? The Mara said, we've referenced before. Sheikh Vazer, there's no turning back. Once it's on its way out, you can't restrain it. You could hold, you could squeeze the ever clothes and block off the exit, but it's, you can't return it to the body. Urine which could return to the body, lay over there, maybe taka, we'd say, nekarmim is not enough, and therefore, she won't be tummy anymore because now she went to the mikvah and it comes out later, she won't be tummy. We say it makes no difference. Now, the Pashtus way we learn is that it doesn't mean urine is reversible completely. It just means that you could hold it in for a very long time, hours on end, right? If theoretically. There are refreshers that learn that what? That it's possible if you hold it in long enough that it'll go back through the body and what? Okay, that's true. About, it seems like, maybe that's what they're trying to referring to. But there is a case where they describe in some of their shayinim, that it would essentially revert all the way back. Or not, either way, take it, leave it again as a shayla, Hirsch, you may have assumed that was coming as well. Now, this is very interesting. The Gemara calls it Zava. A guy, again, like you just said 2 minutes ago, we got all holy on ourselves because we're Yidim, Baruch Hashem, and we said a guy is Shechvazar, is not Tami, because he's a guy. Guess what? Avicham is not a Zava either. She's a guy. However, the Chamo Geyser, the Chamo wanted Yidin, we had this early, this we had earlier in Masechta, maybe this is what you're referring to before. Daniel? I don't think we had the other one or the Masechta. But okay, this idea we had that a Goyish woman, they were Goyzer, they gave him a shame Zava, a shame Nida, in order that the Jewish men should refrain from having relations with them. So Zava, so a Goyish woman who had a status of Zava, rabbinically, that's going to be a key point in the Shaila, who had urine, it was dislodged from his place, top of Ambeis, the yard of Tava, and she, Baruch Hashem, she came to be Megayer. A case where we are willing to accept her, happy to accept her, because she's all in. And she now went to the mikveh, and now she urinated afterwards. Ma, what's the halacha? Is that urine tami or not? We said before, potentially, one side, by the Jewish woman that was a zava, you go based on akira, and therefore remains tameh. Even though it can be restrained, even though the zera could be held back, the urine could be held back. Unlike zera, we had a side that therefore, even though Zera is Tame, urine is not Tame, urine is Tara, but maybe we say urine is also Tame. But maybe still, even if we said before urine is Tame, Hanim Yisrael is Tame Dereisa. Her Tumma on her Mimer Aglayim is Dereisa. And therefore, it's Dereisa Ketumma, maybe over there we are Makbet on it. Aval, if it's Chavim, Zavah, the Tame Darban, the whole Tumma is only Darban in the first place, maybe over there there's no Gzera. I'd lie. I Dilma, Leishna, or no, maybe there's no difference. The Gzera applies across the board, and the urine of a Avesachavim has a din of a ziva, of a zava, and it's tummy, and this once was dislodged. While she's still a guy, even if it didn't come out until after she had a yid, it was still aftuma. Take it, we leave it as a shayla. Okay. When we talk about, we said in the Mishnah that the nida dam, the ziva dam, the zera of a man, or the the ziva of a man, discharge, are all tameh even a mashu. Says the Gemara on Amira, opposite the Mishnah, Amar Shmuel, zav sarach kachasim is piyama. We had this earlier in the Masechta as well. A zav requires a discharge, the shear of the opening of the male organ. So however big the opening is, and the male organ has to fill the whole space. Shenemar, a hichsim b'sarim b'zayveh. It says whether his flesh is hichsim, like sealed from the zav. It sounds like it's to fill the whole space. So Shmuel is learning, l'charnak ha-Mishnah. Mishnah says, Mashu, and here it says he's got to fill the whole space. In fact, Marvanatanan, Matam Kolshain, we said our mission to Tom Kolshain. That's what we just quoted in the brackets when we started. So Luchaira, Fact Gemara, what's Pshan Shmuel? Luchaira is not like the Mishnah. It's the more he has to tie to back himself up. Who did Amar Rav Nassan? Shmuel holds like Rav Nassan. Itanya Rav Nassan Aimer, Mishim Rav Shmuel. Zav tzer kachasimas piyama lehegulay. So Rav Nassan said in the name of Rishmol that a zav needs to fill up the entire space of the male organ. So lehegulay, but the chumim we're not married to. My time to Rishmol, not makra. I have some sorim zayvei. Same, your Rishmol's source is the same source as Shmuel that's got to fill the entire area. If Rabbanan who argue, they'll tell you how mebayle lelach metame v'im latam yavish. The Rabbanan say no, that pasuk saying something else. That dafka when it's lach as a metame, once it's dry, it will not give off tumah. That's lashon of Hirsum Sar Mzaive, Rabishmal, who very good, we did touch on this idea before, who mirar lachfi yavish. Who mirar nafka. The pasuk elsewhere says rar is mashma that is running while it's moving as opposed to being dry. Fine. Rabbanan, what do they do at the they learned from the pasuk of Hirsum Sarai that stopped up, that's gotta be it can't be dry, so what do they do with the pasuk of rar? Hahulam and Yanudas, you need that for the counting. Remember, we said that Zav sees one riyah, he's tamei for a day like a balkari. Two riyahs, he's tamei for 7 days. Three riyahs, he's chayav a carbon. How do we know this dynamic? Hulam Yanudas, Bezeva, Chada, Rar, Basari, Treys, the second riyah, Ezzaivet, Klas. Lima, Zav, Ashash, Riyahs, Shachayav a carbon. This teaches you, Zav, only when he sees three riyahs, it's going to be obligated to be a carbon. Ayichsim, Basari, Mezeivet, Tamei, what does that teach you? That we told you before, that's got to be moist. It can't be dry. Mizayve tamei, what does that teach you? The Gemara doesn't elaborate on those words because we knew that. We just had it before. Mizayve tamei, mix of zayve tamei. It teaches you to mix of zayve tamei, limit al zav, bal shterius, mix of zayve tamei, meaning, what does it mean, mix of zayve? Let's say instead of three rias, he only had two. It's teaching you he's still tamei. The 7 days applies even when he only had two rias. 7 days, by the way, it means he's tamei until he has seven clean days. It can be more than 7 days. He needs seven clean days. Limit al zav, bal shterius, shemet tamei, mishka v'meishav. It teaches you that a zav, bal shterius, has full tumah, mishka v'meishav, and he's tamei needs seven clean days. Rabbi Shmuel, Minyan Lamli, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, Znak the Chamim, he used the Psukim. How does he know the count? Says the Gemara. Nafklaim, if somebody learns those from Basmai, the Tanya Basmai, Aimer, Manakas, Shtaim, Bakari, Tami, it says two reis calls him Tami, Shalashkar, Tami, says three reis calls him Tami, Ha, Ketsa, Shtaim, Tumma, Shalashkar, and two makes him Tame to have a din of Tumas Mishkav Meshav, three makes him Tame to have Bichayev A carbon. Ulaman, the Nafklai, Tavam, Zayt, Tia, Tamasai, Bezavai, my avalei was through that pasuk. The bayalei atchatzim b'psayra. You need to teach you this chiddush that what is only tamei once it leaves the body while still in the organ. It's not tamei. Zayve tamei lamali liman al zayve shutamei. Teach you that the zayve itself, the actual zayve itself, is tamei and it's tamei to the extent of being an avatama and can be tamei others that touch it or it can be tamei also tumas.